Welcome to the Whack Talk podcast, where I ask questions with purpose and clear thinking. I'm your host, Weston Alexander Knutson. My goal is to equip you with answers to the hard questions that need to be asked in a world full of confusion. In today's episode, the hard question is, does truth matter? Our most basic truths are not only being questioned or doubted today, but they are being attacked and suppressed. I chose this topic as my first episode because I believe the truth is the foundation of all of life. And if we get the truth wrong or believe it doesn't matter, then nothing matters. When we say truth is whatever you or I believe, then truth has lost its meaning altogether. Truth cannot be based on feelings or opinions, and it cannot be relative or subjective. Truth cannot change. It cannot be like the common thinking of our culture today that says, you live your truth and I'll live mine. For the culture saying to be true, then you are essentially attaching truth to yourself instead of something outside yourself. The truth is what you say it is, and the person to your right and left will say the same thing about their truth. How is this helpful to anyone? Is this really the way the world works? I don't believe so. If our understanding of truth is like what the postmodernists believe, where we cannot know reality or have absolute truths because our worldview is only based on our beliefs and experiences, then humanity will be stuck in a never-ending cycle of chaos and confusion. There needs to be absolute and objective truth to understand the world we live in. The problem is knowing where to look and being willing to accept what we find. I think this is where most people get hung up. I believe deep down, everyone wants truth to matter, but they want truth to align with their own will and desires. When the truth isn't what they want to hear, the truth doesn't matter. And this is a sad state to be in, because when everyone is fighting to have their way with the world and striving to matter on their own terms, wanting their opinions and feelings to be heard, they are disregarding or suppressing the only thing that makes them and everyone else matter. Here's what I'm getting at. When the truth is left to everyone's opinions, feelings, and experiences, then no one really matters. We're all a big pile of differing worldviews, hell-bent on establishing our own throne in our own little world. But if the truth, an absolute and objective truth, matters, then life is understood by that truth, which would inform us how to live and why we are here, which would make each of us matter, because each of us would be on the same playing field and have a clear identity and purpose. But how do we come to find that truth? We first need to accept that the truth is not in ourselves. Truth isn't found in our sexuality, in the color of our skin, in our politics, or even in our human rights. The truth has to be outside and above all. It needs to be set apart. If it is not, then it will be easily tainted, twisted, and corrupted by the ruler, elites, or the majority of the age. When truth is not in ourselves, we are free of the weight of holding such a great responsibility. We are free to look outside ourselves for the answers and see a universe that doesn't revolve around me, myself, and I. This is the first step. Now, before we move on, we need to ask, what is truth? Philosophers have pondered this question for centuries. They've come up with different systems and theories to help in their search and understanding of the truth, but it seems like their big questions are often left unanswered. At least it seems that way to me after reading their writings. But most agree that truth is what is consistent with the way things are in the world. Noah Webster's Dictionary of the English Language defines truth as conformity to fact or reality, exact accordance with that which is or has been or shall be. So, truth is what is, has been, and will be. It is reality, It's the facts. But, you may ask, what does this really mean? What is reality? How do we know what facts are? Let me ask another question. How do we know anything at all? In order to know something, we need some type of reference point to direct us to know and understand anything in this universe. What is that reference point? Truth. Truth is our reference point, a foundation to build knowledge and understanding. Without truth, we cannot know or understand anything. There have to be constant, universal, and objective truths in the universe to hold anything together. Truth brings knowledge, understanding, reason, logic, and order. If we rely on our feelings and opinions for truth, then they will be inconsistent and flippant, holding nothing together. Truth would just be a mixed pile of chaos, leaving everyone confused. So, how do we know what is true? How can we know anything for certain? This is where we look for consistencies in our beliefs and worldviews. Author and speaker Greg Kolkol uses a map to explain. When we look at a map, we believe that this piece of paper represents the world we live in. We can test to see if this representation is accurate by using it to find where we are going. If it is accurate, then we now know this map is a good source of truth about how to navigate around. I think we can use this same logic in other areas to determine what we know to be true. Now, on to our main question, does truth matter? If I were to ask you, do you believe truth matters? Or do you think anything matters in this world? What would you say? Whether you answer yes or no, think about why you believe that. What is your basis for that belief? And think about what is consistent with the way things are in the world. If you believe nothing matters, then why are we here? If you believe truth and everything in this world matter, why do you believe that? You need to know why, because if you don't, you will get swept up in someone else's reason why, which may or may not be true. And I bet that's what a good majority of people have let happen, especially today. They are so busy on other things that they've allowed someone else to influence their thinking without giving a second thought to it, especially if it is the popular way to think these days. Let me ask a few more questions to help you think about truth and if it matters or not. What kind of world would we live in if truth did not exist? If truth is reality, then how would anything exist without truth? And if anything existed without truth, would it make any sense? Like we discussed earlier, when there is truth, there is meaning, logic, reasoning, knowledge, and understanding. In other words, there is something we are basing all our knowledge and understanding off of. Without truth, I don't see any reference point to begin to make sense of the world. Would you enjoy a world where things don't make any sense? Where what you see and try to understand are not necessarily what is? But what is does not even hold any meaning, so there is nothing that is? No foundation, no solid ground or point of reference to use your mind. No purpose, no meaning to carry you through bad times. No reason to follow rules or live by a code. There is only chaos. Is that the kind of world you know? Is that the kind of world you desire? Because that is the world you would have without truth. Truth needs to matter if anything matters in this world. Why do you get up each day? Why do you eat? Why do you go to work to earn a paycheck? Why do you want things? Why do you matter? Something has to matter if there is to be an answer to any of these questions. And if anything matters, then there has to be meaning. But what gives anything in this world meaning? Truth is the only thing that can give anything meaning. Truth is our reference point, our foundation. If there is no truth, then we don't have any direction to begin to understand the world in order to find purpose and meaning in it. That's why truth matters. You matter. If truth doesn't matter, then you don't matter. Nothing would matter. If truth doesn't matter, then anything goes. And if anything goes, then you don't matter. Truth gives meaning to life. if anything goes, you are just another person with their own way of life that doesn't matter to anyone else. When truth matters, everyone matters because truth places us on the same playing field. When truth matters, it is above all. It's above every leader in the world, above every system of law, every form of government, and every religion. When truth doesn't matter, we are not on the same playing field, because a leader or leaders, system of laws, or some form of government has put itself in the place of truth. When truth doesn't matter, there will always be groups of people who claim to be above others. As I explained before, truth has to be above all things. If it's not, it will be twisted and changed to fit the desires of the people in power. And when this happens, secondary things become what matter, like the self, the state, political parties, career, money, sex, power, and even rules and laws. You see, when the truth doesn't matter, people don't matter either. An agenda is all that matters. And it's whoever controls the most people accomplish their agenda, no matter the cost. What matters to you? Do other people matter? Does the truth matter? Or does your agenda, your plans, goals, desires, motives matter more? Why would helping the poor, fighting for justice, creating equality, or protecting human life matter if there is no truth? They wouldn't matter at all. I say it again, if truth doesn't matter, then anything goes. By saying justice and equality matter, there has to be some truth that you are basing this off of. Truth is a foundation for all things. Remember, it is our reference point to know and understand this world, and it is the only thing that has the authority to tell us what matters. Let's say you think equality matters. Why? Because everyone should be treated equal. Why? Because we are all human. But why do all humans need to be treated equal? I do believe all humans need to be treated equal, but I want you to answer these questions yourself. Don't just jump on board with the first person to shout out a solution. These issues are not simple issues. They've been issues throughout the entire human history. There is no quick and easy solution. We have to look at the problem at a deeper level than what we can see on the news. We need to ask what the root problem is and ask what truths make this problem a problem. If we can't answer these questions, then we have no business having a voice in the argument. Are you thinking deeply about tough issues like the ones I've listed? For myself, I want answers to these questions that have a foundation. I don't want to go along with the movement surrounding these issues because everyone else is doing it or because it's the popular thing to do. I want to live in truth. If I follow a movement, I want to make sure it's founded on truth and reality. It's easy to get wrapped up in the emotion of a movement without taking the time to think about the reason for the movement and where it will go. When people say, everyone is doing it, the majority, science says, and so on, look out. Don't take every word as truth, even if they are from people you trust. Do the work and look things up yourself. Cross-examine sources, do your own experiment or survey, and look at the reality of things. Determine what is consistent with the way things are. Just because something is popular or the majority do or believe it doesn't make it true or right. Think for yourself. Now, to bring this full circle, let's go back to what I mentioned earlier about the problem of knowing where to look for truth and being willing to accept what we find. Have you thought about what qualities or attributes you think truth should have? In other words, what is the nature of truth? For truth to be absolute and objective, it has to possess some weighty qualifications. And I believe it does. Here's something to consider. As I stated earlier, truth has to be above all. It needs to be set apart. How could this be? Do we know of anything that is like this? Not in this world. If nothing in this world is like this, then where did truth come from? Let me first ask another question before answering. Do you believe the universe came into existence from nothing? If we are to look at what is consistent with the way things are, then the universe is full of things that were caused by something. There is always a cause. Water, sunlight, and soil cause plants to grow. The heart causes blood to flow through the body. Fire causes smoke. Everything in this universe is linked to a cause. So, could the universe be caused by nothing? That doesn't seem consistent with the way things are. I believe the best explanation for the way things are, and the most consistent answer, is that God is real, and He created all things. And if God created all things, then He would know the truth about all things. In fact, He would be the source of truth. He would be truth. Just as an architect knows the buildings they design, an author comprehends the book they wrote, and a mechanic understands the vehicle they built, God fully knows and understands every little detail He placed in the universe and the purpose for each creation. If God is the source of truth, then He alone gives meaning to all life. He alone makes it so you and I matter. He alone gives us our identity and purpose because He made us. He alone knows the best way for us to live. So, God should be our starting point, our reference point to know and understand everything in the universe. To wrap this episode up, I encourage you to consider the reasons I gave for why truth matters. Think about why you or anything in this world would matter if we don't have absolute and objective truth. Examine the way you've been thinking and living. Are your thoughts based on truth, or are you simply following the crowd? I believe the truth matters. I believe you matter. And I believe the source of truth is God. He is the only one who satisfies all our questions about the truth. Seeking the truth starts with God, not with you. Only there will you find meaning, purpose, and freedom. As the old saying goes, the truth shall set you free. And that's what my next episode will cover, freedom. Thanks for listening to The Whack Talk. Click the subscribe button and watch for a new episode every 2 weeks. If you want more of my content, check out my website, WestonAKnutson.com, and my new book, A Hypnotizing World.